Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve, and welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. That's right, welcome right now to Thriving Entrepreneur. Have you ever said to yourself, I'm going to do that tomorrow? How about, I need to get around to that. Or how about, I should really do that, but I'm not going to do that today. How many things do you put off in your day-to-day life? Now, more importantly, how often do you find yourself putting things off in your business? Do you do it because you're overwhelmed, because you're stressed out, or have you created a habit for yourself of putting things in your life and in your business off? Sometimes there's things in our life that it's good to not deal with until they come up, but often there are things that we create a lifestyle of putting things off rather than tackling them and getting them done. This, of course, is known as procrastination. And so today what we're going to teach you how to do is how to put off procrastination. You like that? Today I'm joined by a phenomenal woman and the owner of the Daisy Chain Group. Her name is Trudy Simmons. I'm so glad to have Trudy here with me. Hi, Trudy. How are you today?
I'm really good, Steve. Thank you for having me today.
You know, I pulled a few questions off of your website, and I liked them. It said, do you love what you do and feel you found your calling in life? Do you have an abundance of great ideas, but also some pressing demands? Do you have the energy and resources to invest in your business, but need some help knowing what to focus on next? How many of us can agree that we would like some help focusing on what we need to do? Well, I like what you put in here, the quote from Henry Ford, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. I would love it, Judy, if you could tell us a little bit about your background and what you do to help people put off procrastination.
Right. Well, I'm an accountability coach. That's what I've called myself, because what I want to do for people is to help them hold themselves accountable to living their dreams, living their full potential with their businesses. So what I do is take all of the ideas out of your head, where you've got 1,000 ideas whizzing around, it feels like a tornado in there. I take all of those ideas out of your head, I listen, and I structure them into actionable plans. So then you can actually see what the possibilities are for yourself. And in doing that, we work out where the blocks are, where the fears are, where you're procrastinating, and work out how to bust through all of those things so that the end result is that you are successful. That's all that I'm here to do. I want you to be successful. I love my job.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, there's an old statement, and I use it all the time, but it's the age-old statement, how do you swallow an elephant? Well, you do it one bite at a time, you know?
Absolutely.
And so many of us get stuck in that rut of, you know, we have a new business or a new idea or a new opportunity, and we try to deal with the entirety of our whole life all right now today. Worse yet, we try to do it at bedtime, you know, just before we go to sleep. You know, we're going to tackle all of tomorrow before we ever even get sleep and have the rest to be able to deal with tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is Go ahead.
Yeah, go on.
I was just going to ask you, why is it that procrastination is so powerful in our lives?
I think that what people try to do is they get excited. Brilliant. You get excited, you get this big vision, and you can see what the big vision is, but you don't know how to chunk it down, as you just said, eating that elephant, into actionable chunks. So you get stuck in the fear of moving forward because you don't know what the outcome's going to be. I think that procrastination is about fear and protecting yourself from things that you don't know the outcome of. And when you can look at things like that and you can see how procrastination comes up in your life and what you do to procrastinate, it's a very interesting thing to stop and look at and be aware of, because once you're aware of it, It changes the way that you react to it, and that's when things get exciting.
So is it something that we just develop as a habit and we just get used to procrastinating, putting things off, wishing we could do it, but never really actually tackling the problem?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's the way that we, if you think about something that you've got to get done, like you've got to write 4 blog posts. Everybody probably has to write 4 blog posts all the time. So if you've got to go and write 4 blog posts, that feels huge. So you then try to chunk that down and make it an actionable thing. You go, okay, I'll write 1 blog post. But the fear behind that is I'm putting myself out there. I'm going to be seen and heard. I can be judged. So you procrastinate on doing that one thing, and it holds you back from putting yourself out there to be seen or heard or judged.
Why do you think it is that the fear is so powerful in our lives and that we give it so much power in us?
Look, it's all linked in with our old stories, our beliefs, and how we've grown up, what's been said to us from children up until adults, and how we've been picked on. So many stories that rule our lives. And until you can actually sit down and look at what those things are, or get a coach that can help you, a coach, counselor, whatever, to help you to face some of those stories and bring them out into the open, because they're quite happy being hidden. They're quite happy protecting you. They think they're protecting you, these stories. So in that protection, it's very hard to move forward, because your old beliefs are happy where they were. To bring them out into the open, to look at them, to move past them, to bust them out of the way, is really hard to do by yourself.
That makes sense. We learned from Dr. Joy back in January that we don't really actually develop our writing voice to be able to, like you said, write blog posts that we all have to do, or even go to the extent of becoming an author and writing a book, until we actually have people in our lives that we can be real with, that we can be genuine. We can unpack all of our stuff, lay it out on the table, and then hopefully have them be somebody that can help us then decide what things do we actually pack back in. You know what I mean? It's like a great big suitcase. It reminds me so much of the way my kids, when they were little, used to pack to go on trips. You know, they would like, you know, you'd open the suitcase and there'd be nothing but toys in there, you know, no clothes.
Yeah. Priority.
It's kind of that same thing, except that instead of it being fun stuff that we pack into our suitcase, we tend to want to hold on to the angry words people have said to us, the less than moments that we've either felt or been made to feel in our lives, rather than really, you know, only putting in our suitcase the things that make us powerful.
Right.
And so is there any secrets to both being willing to unpack in front of somebody, as well as being the somebody that can help somebody unpack their stuff?
Well, I think you said it. It's about being authentic and being real and finding your tribe, finding your people around you that you can be the person that you are and nothing more and nothing less, and that is enough. It's finding those people that when you put something out there, although there's still the fear in you, you know that the people that what you're putting out there, the people that's reaching, is helping them. So then you feel good in what you're doing. Although you might still have the story going on, you know how to move past it because you know you've gathered the right people around you.
Absolutely.
That's where it starts. It really is. When I remember I've had my own business now for five years, and the first two, I dilly-dallied. I just I couldn't work out what I was doing. I knew who I was helping and that I wanted to help people. That was my end goal. But I couldn't find the people around me that I needed to know whether I was giving out the right message. And when I did, it was like a golden moment. It absolutely cemented what I was doing in the world. And that's special. That's really special when you can find that. It gives you power.
Absolutely.
It puts that in your suitcase.
Absolutely. And that's the the number one thing that we try every week to point out to all of you who are listeners, whether you stumbled upon us first time just now or you've heard us all the way from back at episode one, back first week of December, we want to let you know that you were created for a purpose. You're not here on accident. There is a reason that you exist. And tapping into that and shining it for the world, being uniquely, brilliantly yourself, is the thing that the world needs. You're not just here taking up space. You know, there's nobody on the planet that is here because there's too much oxygen in the atmosphere and we just need a few people to suck out a little bit more of it and do nothing. Everybody has a purpose and a reason. And I love when I help people discover that. I want you to think about that through this commercial break. I want everybody to really invest your mind into the thought of, what do I really do good? Now, you think really hard about that and give yourself a break. Don't say negative things about yourself. Say powerful things about yourself. And then we're going to pick right back up there after this commercial.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. And let's start the conversation.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter one of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business, to have all you do be something that you are passionate about. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm here with Trudy Simmons. We are talking to you today about how you can put off your procrastination. We learned that there is a lot of power in procrastination, that it actually is something that we do naturally as people, based out of our fears, the things that have hurt us in our past. And it's important for us to understand that our past may have gotten us to where we are, but it does not define who we are or what we can do. So remember, your past does not equal your future. I want to talk a little bit more with you, Trudy, about understanding and unpacking your overwhelm. You know, what does a person need to do to get down to that fundamental of really understanding what really overwhelms them?
Well, everybody's an individual, which I love. Everybody's different in their own special way. So how overwhelm can take over some people is quite different. But I think that overwhelm especially shows up in business. I think that being on the entrepreneurial journey is the biggest personal development journey you'll ever take. So with overwhelm, sometimes to get out of it, it is as easy as stopping and breathing. Because to talk to you now about how you create overwhelm, I think people do that in different ways, but how to get out of it, 90% of the time is about breathing. And it sounds so ridiculous for me as an accountability coach and someone that moves people forward and gets stuff done to say stop and breathe. But honestly, I get these panicked phone calls sometimes from clients going, I'm trying to do this and I can't do it and I'm going into the big O, being overwhelmed. It is basically saying, sit down, take 5 minutes and just breathe. Give yourself a break over whatever it is. Because sometimes when you go into overwhelm, it is that you're pushing against what you want to do, what you know how to do, or what you want to get done for your future. Sometimes it's just not the right thing to do. So the more you keep pushing, the more you go into overwhelm. And then it takes over your head and it takes over your life and it creates your moods. So sometimes when you get to that point, stop and breathe and ask yourself, do I have to do this? Do I want to do this? Can I do this?
I like that. You know, it's really interesting to hear the different opinions. I was actually in a panel about a month ago with a group of ladies that were talking about the differences between men in positions of power, authority in a business versus women, and the differences that they feel in that. And what we came to discover throughout that is a lot of times women in business tend to see men in business and think, oh, it'd be so nice if I was a guy because they don't stress out at all. And what it really ended up being was that it wasn't that guys don't stress. It's that guys tend to bury their stress, whereas girls tend to express their stress. Now, we're talking in generalities. You know, there are some people that are like, well, I don't do that at all. You know, but generally speaking, that's what we found out of that panel. And then how that shows up in guys is, you know, they have these huge midlife crises where they do incredibly stupid things, you know. And for women, you know, they go home and they cry the whole way home because, you know, that day somebody didn't give them the respect that they deserved. You know, both of those are actually the same symptom of that problem of not really understanding yourself and really being accountable to somebody. And so I like how how we really need to, as entrepreneurs, and since our audience is mostly female entrepreneurs, to understand that those emotions that we have are important because they tell us where we're at right now. But then the next step in that is what's really important, and that's not living in that moment. Does that make sense to you, Trudy?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And it's also, I've worked with both men and women, and as a generality, it is that men want practical solutions. So they just want, give me the solution, I'll go and get it done. Women want emotional support and practical solutions. So when they get stuck in the emotional cycle of overwhelm, in my opinion, the way to move through any of that is to take the next action step. Be it the tiniest one or the biggest one that you can cope with, it is taking that next action step to move you through the overwhelm rather than staying stuck in it.
I like that. So, you know, and this is one of the things that I wish we embraced more globally in business is I think there's a lot of things that men do well in business that women could learn for and that women do really well in business that men could learn from. I think the guys, often what they need to do is realize that that emotion is a valid emotion and not just poo-poo it because of the fact that, you know, they don't have time for that. You know, they're busy. We just need a next action step. You know, give me something to do. You know, you need to deal with those emotions too. And like you said, the women, they need to get past those emotions and actually do something. I like how that synergy actually works together. That's cool. I like that. So tell me a little bit more about what I would do as an entrepreneur if I find myself always feeling overwhelmed. Let's say you start out every day and the first thing that you experience of that day is I'm overwhelmed because there's just so much to do today. What would you advise that person?
Number one, breathe. Always remember to breathe. I think it's going to catch on. So breathe. There's a few things that when you procrastination and overwhelm, there are signs to those things. And you know for yourself, when you become aware of what those signs are, write them down. Have in front of you. Like for me, if I'm going to procrastinate on something, I know because I'm playing on Facebook. It's an easy way to procrastinate. I know because I'm finding 10 other things that need to be done around the house rather than doing what I'm supposed to be doing for my business. So for me, that's procrastination. So if I'm aware of that, then I can ask myself the question, okay, if I'm going to procrastinate, I'm going to schedule in the time to do that. So stay with me here. This is what I do is I schedule in my procrastination time because then it's not procrastination. It's scheduled time. So then it feels better to you because when you're procrastinating, there is a physical response in you of feeling bad because you know that you should, in inverted commas, be doing something else. So then you're going, oh, I know I'm watching TV, but I should be doing this. And you feel bad. Don't feel bad about it. If you want to sit down and watch Dr. Phil on a lunchtime, whenever it's on, then go and sit down and watch it, and that's your procrastination time. Schedule it in. You feel better instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like that a lot.
So when I've done that with Facebook, for instance, now, a lot of my business is done through Facebook, so I have to be on there. That's what I tell people. I'm sticking to my story, Steve. but if I'm going to play, like just go around news feeds, then I schedule in 20 minutes at the beginning of the day, 20 minutes at the end of the day, and that's productive, scheduled procrastination time. So it just feels better to me. I know that it's I know it's productive. So I do that. The other thing that I do with overwhelm and procrastination is set a time limit. So if I'm going to schedule in this time to procrastinate, I set a time limit on how long I'm able to do that for, because otherwise you'll just procrastinate all day if you can. We'll all get away with whatever we can get away with. But if you say, right, I'm going to procrastinate, I can feel myself procrastinating, I know it's something that I need to do right now, I'm going to do it for the next 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever feels good to you at that point. The awareness kicks in that you know that you're procrastinating, you've scheduled it in, and you're going to do it for the next 30 minutes. You are going to have the most productive procrastination time you've ever had because you've only got 30 minutes to do it. So that that helps to set the time limit. And then I think as well with, especially with overwhelm, it's about reassessing the outcome for yourself. So if there's something that is sending you into overwhelm, what is that task and does it need to be done and does it need to be done by you? Mm-hmm. So it's valuing your time and it's reassessing the outcome of, because if the answer is yes, it does need to be done by me, well, then get on with it. And how do you need to get that done? And what do you need to help you get that done? But don't just give up on it. If it can be outsourced to somebody else, delegated, then do that and let it go, because there's no point in hanging on to something that doesn't serve you in the end.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. I think so often, especially as an entrepreneur, we feel like we have to do everything, and we feel like somehow we're less than if we don't check everybody's work, or, you know, not even outsource it to begin with, because after all, you know, it might not be as good as mine, or, you know, the voice in the blog post might not sound like my voice, or those kind of things. And the truth of the matter is that what we need to come to terms with is that when we are doing things that are not what we're uniquely brilliant at, you know, what we talked about before the last break, when we do those things that aren't that, we're actually robbing the world of us, because we're doing things that isn't the best us. But we're also robbing others, because there are people out there who, what really gets them up in the morning is, you know, doing your accounting. You know, I mean, there are some people that just the whole concept of dealing with what's happening financially in my business, just, you want to talk about something that'll throw a person into overwhelm. I have some clients that that's right where they are. You know, it's like, no, do not ask me what we made this week, because, you know, that's a whole day long breakdown for me if we talk about that, you know.
Yeah.
And it really needs to be a, well, hey, I have this really great friend who, that's what she does every day of the week, is she helps people deal with their taxes, and she loves doing taxes. I mean, you know, every time she talks about it, she gets all lit up. You know, she does whole talks in front of whole rooms full of women about how exciting it is to do taxes, you know, and most of the rooms going, okay, you know, you're hired, because I'm not excited about it at all.
Each to their own, right? Each to their own.
Yeah. You know, that is totally the point, is don't rob other people who are brilliant at what they do of their opportunity to shine in your life and in your business. So now, for this break, here's what you're going to do. You're going to take a couple of minutes here, and you're going to think about all those things that you do that you don't like while you're doing it, and you wish you didn't have to do it, but you keep telling yourself you're the only one who can do it. You think about that, and we will be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter 1 of my book, 10 things you must have to thrive in life and business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business, to have all you do be something that you are passionate about. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve. Trudy and I are here helping you put off your procrastination. Second title we could put today would be having productive procrastination. I loved that in the last segment, Trudy, about actually, you know, taking the time and planning out. Okay, fine, I'm going to procrastinate, and then do it on purpose. I mean, swim in it until you get all pruney, you know? I mean, just, but do it on purpose. Have a time limit for it so that you don't go down the rabbit hole of something on YouTube, and next thing you know, your whole day is gone, and you've seen a lot of great pictures of cats riding on, you know, tricycles or, you know, gerbils in, you know, whatever. I don't even know anymore because I try to stay away from those as much as I can. My daughter's always like, here, you got to look at this video. It is just so funny, you know, and it'll be like a shaved raccoon or something.
And then once you've seen one, like, you've got to watch the next video, and then watch the next video.
Oh, yeah. Next thing, and now Facebook has it so that when you watch one video, there's like three more prompted for you, so you can get stuck there forever. So, again, have a set time and maybe have a really loud alarm or get a friend to call you on the phone and jar you out of it or do something so that you stop. I mean, have fun with it. I'm the last person that's going to tell you stop having any fun in your life because now you're in business. But, you know, give yourself a time limit for that and then give yourself a way to get out of that, you know, with grace and with ease. I think that leads us perfectly, Trudy, into talking about confusing what a friend of mine used to call confusing activity for results, confusing being active with being actually productive. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I call it busy versus productive, because what tends to happen, and I think especially with women, is that we get home at the end of the day and we just want to throw our handbags in the air and go, oh, I was so busy today, and get all dramatic about it. That may just be me, Steve. I'm not saying it's everybody. But we love to say, I've been so busy. And then somebody says, oh, why? What'd you do? Oh, I couldn't tell you. Mm. When you answer that question, when you've had the busiest day and you can't answer what you've done, that's just being stuck in the busy cycle. Mm. On a flip side, when you're productive and you feel productive and you get that buzz in your body that you've been productive, that is the feeling that I get my clients to have on a daily basis. Weekly basis, because that is what breeds success. Oh, I love that. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
It really does. When you're busy, like it tends to be that you're looking after other people, or you're doing things for other people. You're trying to fit too many things in, so your calendar looks like a Jenga puzzle. And you're just stuck in the business of it all, and you don't know what you've done. When you're productive and you've sat down, you've written those four blog posts, you feel productive. You can feel that. When you feel busy, it feels kind of crappy. It doesn't feel good. Just feels busy. So there's a real distinction between being busy and being productive. And when you can get that for yourself, when you can create that feeling of being productive, that you know is moving you forward to your full potential.
I like that. And I like that, you know, our bodies immediately actually tell us whether we're busy or whether we're actually producing something. You know, I heard a really, really long time ago a guy say, you know, it doesn't matter how you spend your 24 hours, you're going to end up at bedtime tired. The question is how are you going to feel emotionally? And that's really the point of it is, you know, you want to leave your day feeling that sense of accomplishment rather than, you know, just leaving that day and feeling exhausted. I mean, you could go back to work for a company and not have your own business if all you're doing is just wearing yourself out and you're not feeling the joy. I mean, anybody that's really living their fullest, that's one of the most fun parts about it is that you can tell from just looking at them that they're joyful. You know, they enjoy that opportunity to be able to really shine who they are with the world. You know, it's like the old saying, because I have a ton of them. You know, a washing machine goes round and round just like a tire, but it doesn't get you anywhere.
Wow, I like that one. Yeah, it is. It is the weirdest thing to be exhausted at the end of the day and then question yourself as to whether you've been busy or productive. And when you start doing that, and you realize that a lot of your days are busy, you want to change it. You want to start being productive, and then you start wondering, well, how can I do that? How can I get that feeling? Get that buzz? Of feeling productive for yourself. And that's when you start wanting to get all of these thoughts out of your head into actionable plans so that you can see where in that you can be productive and you are moving forward and you're moving through fear, through overwhelm, over the top of procrastination. And that is when this schedule, this pattern happens in your business that feels fantastic. That's good.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, the thing about it is the best thing you can do is download everything. I mean, whether it's verbally into like a microphone on some type of MP3 recorder or, you know, a voice messaging or whatever, or you do it in writing, different people work different ways. But you need to just get it all down. And what I encourage people to do with storyboarding and or writing out their scheduling, both of them work the same way, is to write everything that comes to your mind down. And so here's what's going to happen. You'll be writing down, you know, I need to do these things for the house. Oh, yeah, that's right. I've got that client meeting. It comes up like, wow, I really restaurant for dinner tonight. They skip writing thoughts. They get stuck in that. Whereas if you write moving forward and then, you know, it's just the next thing and the next thing and you're just recording every possible thing that comes to your mind. And then I don't really need to know who won American Idol last week. You know, I mean, that's not something that I need to put on my schedule for today, you know? So, you know, what other things can help a person really schedule themselves, you know, really figure out what they should schedule themselves for is really the best way of saying that.
Well, I think that when you know that what you're doing is being busy, then the first thing to be able to do for yourself is to say no. Because a lot of people that are busy are looking after other people or doing things for other people. So saying no to them is saying yes to you. And that is really hard when the whole of your life you've been trained to say yes to help other people. So the first thing is to say no. When it suits you, to help you, but don't always feel like you have to do all of these things for other people. So be able to say no. The second thing is to receive help. not offering you help, and you're one of those people that always says, oh, no, 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 I can do it all myself, and then you get stuck in the busyness of it all, receive help. Let people help you. Again, a really hard thing to do when you're used to doing it all yourself and wanting to do it all yourself. And then to be able to schedule these things into your calendar so that you can say, okay, well, if my go-to is I like helping other people, I want to be able to take my elderly neighbor out for shopping, whatever it is, schedule that in. For that hour, you are doing that. But then it's not taking away from who you are and what you offer and what you want to do, but it is putting more structure around what your business is to you. Because especially for us, and especially if we work from home, people think that we're working from home, therefore we can do all these other things. If you're working from home, you're working from home. So be kind to yourself. Put in what you need to get done, and if part of you might be a mum, you might be by yourself, whatever. If part of what you have to do is to clean the house, do the laundry, schedule it in on a Wednesday morning for 1 hour. You do the laundry, whatever suits your arrangement. I had a client who was a brain neuroscience, incredibly intelligent woman, 3 children at home, running a business where she would go out and speak on stage. She didn't have any of the structure around what she did. Once we put it in, her life changed because she was working up until 10 o'clock at night and then getting up at 4 o'clock to go to the gym because that was the only time she could do it. So we just did a complete restructure of her schedule, looked at what her busyness of each day was, which was a lot to do with kids and families, and then restructured her schedule, and her life changed. She had time for herself. She'd never scheduled that in before. So it is, very again, important. It's awareness. It's absolutely having the awareness.
Absolutely. And that's very important, is that you make sure that on your schedule of priorities, you're one of the things that makes your list. Because ultimately, and I've even said this to, even my wife, but to clients as well, if you don't take care of you, eventually you're going to get sick, go in the hospital, do something that's going to take you out of the equation. And then all of those people that you've prioritized over yourself, they're going to have to figure out how to do something, like make a meal for themselves or wash their own laundry, when they're little babies, they can't do a lot of the things for themselves. But, if they get a little older, they can, pick up their own toys as toddlers or make their own meals as teenagers. I know as parents that we tend to, be afraid that we're asking too much of our children. But I think sometimes, we need to make sure that we're not asking too much of ourselves. So absolutely. Think about that for a second. Is are you asking too much of yourself? And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is WeHelpYouThrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter one of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. To have all you do be something that you are passionate about, all you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Aren't you glad you didn't put off listening to this show today? We're so glad that you're here, and Trudy, I am so grateful for you taking the time. I know that actually there in Australia, you guys are actually dealing with storms today. So I want to tell you very, very much that I really appreciate you taking the time to spend with us today. And hopefully some people will have found themselves wanting to take action and not procrastinate. And one of the things I'd like to encourage people to take action on, maybe you need a coach. You may need a coach to help you figure out what to do in business, but maybe you need a coach like Trudy that helps you be accountable for the things that you're doing and for the things you're not doing. So, Trudy, what can people do that would like to talk further with you and have you help them?
Yep, sure. It's my website is thedaisychaingroup.com. And you can go to the contact page there and book in a discovery call with me. I'd love to speak to you. Or there's also, you can join onto my list, which you get a 7-step cure for procrastination. So that's pretty handy to have. And it's literally a one page with 7 steps on, which you can do at any time and just print off. I've had people that have joined up and then not printed off the 7-step cure for procrastination. So definitely print it off and put it on your wall so that you can see where you're procrastinating and how to stop yourself.
So once you do sign up, don't procrastinate. Actually do the 7 things to stop procrastinating.
And someone said, seven steps, that's going to take me so long. It's not 7 steps that'll take you through. You can do one at a time, one at any given time. So it's just realizing the ones that are affecting you at that time and taking action on that.
All right. I like that. And that's the biggest thing we want to drive home to you today is that you need to take action. Now, I know the number one tip, because we always like to leave people with tips, things they can do immediately. The number one tip, if you've been listening, Trudy's told us several times, the first thing you want to do when you feel overwhelmed is stop and breathe. And I love that. The first thing to stop procrastinating is to stop. Take a minute and then breathe, and then you can move forward. Trudy, what are a couple other things that people could do like right now to help them stop procrastinating?
Look, a lot of people rebel against scheduling and having calendars that have everything in there. I personally think that when you're stuck in overwhelming procrastination, the best thing that you can do is schedule, because it goes against what you usually do. Whether you do that forever or you do it for a week or a month is totally up to you, but try it. Just try it. Try scheduling in procrastination. Try scheduling in being busy. Schedule in looking after yourself. If that's what's going to make you and help you do those things, then scheduling would be the next thing that I would say.
So first breathe, then make a schedule and make sure that the schedule includes you, and then take action. Do something.
Absolutely. Yeah. And work out what the tiniest, babiest baby step is of the action, because sometimes we get so stuck in the emotion of overwhelm and procrastination that taking action just doesn't feel right. But there's always something that you know. The other day I was procrastinating over writing a blog post, so I bartered with myself. I said, okay, you can watch 20 minutes of a film that I was watching and then write a blog for 20 minutes. And then watch 20 minutes of the film. And then, so it's just finding what works for you to take the action to get it done. And then you get that productive feeling and you feel like you're the king of the world and you can take on anything.
And there's no better feeling. That's what you want to end up your days with, is feeling like you are a champ. You want to be able to, you know, have your husband come home from work or have one of the kids look at you and go, what did you do today? And you can go, well, I got, you know, and then insert whatever it is. I did 4 blog posts today. You know, I got my schedule done today. You know, I specifically planned time today and I procrastinated like nobody's business for 30 minutes. And then I got back to that project.
Yeah.
Wear it like a badge.
Absolutely. Another one is clearing out your emails. So if in that feeling of productivity, you clear out your emails, oh, that's the best. To get to 0 emails or even 10 or 20, that is the best feeling of being productive. Because you know where you are then.
Absolutely. Well, Trudy, as always is the case, we need about 4 or 5 hours to really even start scratching the surface of any of the topics that we talk about for an hour on the show. But I think you've given us some really good things that everybody could do. They could listen to the show, finish listening to the show, and then, you know, start doing them right now today. And I really appreciate that. I feel so blessed because my amazing wife, Kathy, went to Malibu with a bunch of you and introduced me to folks like yourself. And I just feel honored to be able to have you guys in my life and on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your stormy day to really be here with us and help us put off procrastination. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My absolute pleasure. And great to speak to your audience. Thank you so much, Steve.
Absolutely. Well, folks, next week we are actually going to be talking about technology. We're going to talk about being digitally fluent. And if you don't know what being digitally fluent is, then you're going to want to tune in, because I'm going to give you a hint. One thing I know for sure, that's that either you are digitally fluent and you don't know that phrase, or if you have a business, you need to be in order to survive in modern society. So that's going to be next week. And for now, I want to remind you that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. We are glad and always here to help you. Until then, have a great day and live your life as a thriving entrepreneur.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business, to show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter one of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. To have all you do be something that you are passionate about, all you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.